Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Former President Trump scores another big win, taking 60% of the primary vote in South Carolina to former Governor Nikki Haley's 39%. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Almost everything went right for Donald Trump. This was a blowout. We talked about closing the gap. We went from about 11 points in New Hampshire to more than 20 in the final tally in South Carolina. A couple of counties, only 3 out of 46 carried by Nikki Haley, even though she was governor of that state.
President Biden's national security advisor Jake Sullivan today pushing Speaker Mike Johnson to put a bipartisan Senate foreign aid bill to a vote in the House, arguing that doing so could help turn the tide in Ukraine's war against Russia's invasion. In Indonesia, an earthquake with a preliminary 5.6 magnitude shook the capital, Jakarta, today. No reports of casualties. The U.S. Central Command saying that 18 Houthi targets in Yemen were hit by U.S. and allied forces after a U.S. ship was targeted by the militants. This is ABC News. Health experts sounding the alarm this weekend as a reported measles outbreak at an elementary school in southeastern Florida continues to grow, potentially putting vulnerable, unvaccinated children at risk. ABC's Rena Roy.
At Manatee Bay Elementary School near Fort Lauderdale, 6 students reportedly coming down with the virus and another case just reported in the community by health officials. On Tuesday, the school's superintendent visiting Manatee Elementary to ease fears.
It's safe. It's safe if your child is vaccinated.
This after Florida Surgeon General sent a letter acknowledging the outbreak, but deferring to parents or guardians to make decisions about school attendance, even if those children have not been vaccinated.
In response to the outbreak, Florida officials are now offering vaccination clinics across the state, encouraging parents to increase their children's protection against the disease. Testimony to resume tomorrow in the trial of the armorer involved in the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 55 degrees at 12:03. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny at times today. Warmer, highs in the upper 50s, winds west 6 to 13. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 28. Mostly sunny, windy, and incredibly warm tomorrow with a high of 66. Winds will be out of the southeast to south 12 to 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 7 to 9 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 55 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Sunday, February 25th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The spring of 2023 saw historic flooding hit parts of Wisconsin, which forced roads to close and put communities in danger. As spring weather returns to the state, Ready Wisconsin asks everyone to plan for the possibility floodwaters will rise again. To encourage everyone in the state to be prepared, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Flood Safety Awareness Week in Wisconsin. There were 77 people killed in the U.S. in 2023 due to flooding, while 81% of flooding fatalities in Wisconsin occur when people entered flooded areas. There were no deaths caused by flooding last year in Wisconsin. While you can't always stop waters from rising, you can help improve safety for you and your community before a flood. Know your flood risk. Assess the potential for flooding on your property if you live in a floodplain, near a body of water, or have a basement. Plan with your family for what you will do if the floodwaters begin to rise. Consider flood insurance. Most homeowners, rental, and business insurance policies generally do not cover flooding. Don't wait until it's too late. Most flood coverage requires 30 days of take effect. Find more information about flood insurance options at floodsmart.gov. Build a go kit. Include items such as food, water, cash, and medications. Have copies of important documents in a waterproof container. Make an emergency plan. If you can't make it home or need to leave quickly, identify a meeting place for your family. Make a list of emergency numbers and important contacts. Keep water out of and away from your house. Clean gutters regularly, direct downspouts away from your foundation, repair cracks in your foundation, improve grading so water flows away from your house, and cover window wells. Move valuables out of the basement. Elevate or flood-proof your washer, dryer, water heater, and HVAC systems. Relocate electrical outlets to 3 feet above the floor. During and after a flood, stay up to date on the forecast. Identify multiple ways to receive alerts about dangerous weather conditions and potential flooding, such as NOAA weather radio, trusted local news outlets, and mobile weather apps. Never drive or walk through flooded areas. Turn around. Don't drown. Just 6 inches of fast-moving water can sweep adults off their feet, while just 12 inches can carry away a small car or 24 inches of larger vehicles. Take steps to protect your health. Stay out of floodwaters, which can contain bacteria from human and animal waste, sharp objects, hazardous chemicals, downed power lines, and other dangerous items. If your home floods, follow cleaning and disinfection guidelines to avoid mold growth. If the power goes out for more than 4 hours, throw out refrigerated food or any that food that came into contact with the floodwater. If your drinking water well is flooded, disinfect the well and test the water to make sure it's safe before drinking it. If you use a generator, keep it outside at least 20 feet from your home to avoid illness or death from carbon monoxide, which can occur in enclosed spaces. For more information on flood safety, visit readywisconsin.wi.gov. Enjoy an afternoon of presentations and discussions about the current situation and opportunities for local municipalities and to understand the work for communities' vision for the future. Crawford County Land Conservation District, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, and Crawford Stewardship Project will host an informative session today from 3 to 5:30 at Seneca School. A Q&A along with discussion will also be held. Refreshments will be provided. And the Shake Rag Alley Winter Writers Reading Series continues to host winning writers from the Wisconsin People and Ideas Arts and Literature Laboratory and the Wisconsin Writers Association as part of the Winter Writers Reading Series. Writers spend a week at Shake Rag Alley for the arts and participate in community outreach. A Lunch and Learn workshop with poet Susan Huebner will be held Tuesday from noon to 1:30. Huebner won the WWA Jade Ring for poetry in 2017 and 2023, and Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters awarded her first place for poetry in 2020. Register for the free workshop through the Shake Rag Alley website. WRCO News Time is 12:10. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently, it's sunny and 55 degrees, and winds are out of the west-southwest at 7 to 10 miles per hour at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
John Weenie Wilson, a Richland Center native son, coached his Dodgeville team to the 1964 Wisconsin State Boys Basketball Championship. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a post on Dodgeville61.com, ID 245-3073, it was taken from November 7th, 1968 issue of the Dodgeville Chronicle. John D. Wilson dies suddenly of a heart attack at school. John D. Wilson, 54, Dodgeville's beloved and almost legendary athletic director, coach, and teacher, died last Wednesday, the victim of a heart attack. Wilson died at about 11:30 a.m. after he had swept the gymnasium floor following a physical education class. It was the second heart attack he had suffered, as a severe one was in 1962 that had kept him on medication and in doctor's care for nearly a year. Mr. Wilson was born in Richland Center, Wisconsin in 1914. He attended school at Richland Center and played basketball in the state tournament in 1932. He is survived in Dodgeville by his wife, Blanche. Mr. Wilson attended the University of Wisconsin and played football there as a varsity halfback in 1935. His schooling was interrupted by World War II for 4.5 years when he served with the U.S. Navy. When the war ended, he enrolled at the University of Dubuque, where he received his degree. He had done additional work for the Wisconsin State University of Platteville. Wilson coached football, basketball, and baseball all at one time in 1 year, and then dating back to the 1950s, but recently he's coached just basketball and baseball. He returned to all three sports once again just 3 years ago, but then he went back to just basketball and baseball again following his heart attack. His football teams had an overall record of 47 wins, 43 losses, and 6 ties. His basketball team showed records of 359 wins to 141 losses. His team's was that of no other Dodgeville team could be compared, as they reached the state basketball tournament both in 1963 and 64. The 63 entry gained a runner-up title, losing in the final game to Manitowoc. And the 1964 team, they claimed the championship, downing Milwaukee North in the finals. His two teams were the only SWAL teams to do this. Mr. Wilson's baseball teams had a record of 186 wins and 42 losses. They won 4 league titles and went to the state tournament play both in 1962 and again in 1963. Wilson was always working with his boys and got several of them college chances that they never would have gotten on their own. He seldom missed an athletic contest where one of his boys was participating. He ran summer programs and recreation activities. Many times he helped with the city baseball and basketball teams, getting them to the gym or on a field. Weenie, as he was known by everyone, was a member of the Green Bay Packers in 1939. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Delta, Kappa, Gamma.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1217. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, 2 flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's six four nine two eight eight six. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Are you ready to feel the wind in your hair? Do you have a couple of hours to spare sometime during the day? If you do, we'd like to train you to become a trash off pilot. Schmidt Woodland Hills is looking for volunteers to become pilots for our Cycling Without Age trash offs. As a pilot, you will be performing the generous act of giving rides to our residents. You will provide slow rides, listening to their stories while helping them to feel the joy of being outdoors with the wind in their hair. We have the trash offs and people eager to go for a ride. You supply the power and the enthusiasm. We will provide the training and help you schedule time to practice. A short road test will be required to achieve certification. Remember, you have been promising you were going to get in better shape. What better way to do it than giving a senior citizen the ride of their life? For more information or to schedule a time for a hands-on demonstration at Schmidt Woodland Hills, call Bill Bartlett at 608-647-8931.
Today is Sunday, February 25th. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Doris Brown is survived by her husband, William, her children, Catherine and David Davis, Greg and Ruth Brown, and Jeffrey and Pamela Brown. 8 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sister, Karen and Cy Perkins, other relatives and friends. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Pliner is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, 4 children, Dan and Don Pliner, Lisa and Tim Coy, Lori Pliner, and Dennis Pliner, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brother Daryl and Marveline Pliner, and many nieces and nephews. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet. Donald Bruce Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County, died Friday after a 2-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Grace Community Church. Visitation will be held from 10:30 to noon with a service of time and sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Don Hubbs is survived by his wife of 52 years, Marge, 5 children, Chris and Becky Hubbs of Hiawatha, Iowa, Ryan Hubbs of Seattle, Washington, Aaron and Emily Hubbs of Waniwak, Andrew and Heather Hubbs of Cashmere, Washington, and Rebecca and Joel Greta of East Wenatchee, Washington. Mother, Marge of Springdale, Arizona. Sisters, Lou and Bob Maxson of Kearney, Nebraska, and Joy Hubbs of Springfield, Missouri. Brother, David and Shelley Hubbs of Springdale, Arizona, and 8 grandchildren. Donald Bruce Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County. Lucille L. Gogger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 2nd at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 2nd from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille Gogger is survived by 6 children, Bobby Ann and Jim Goplin, David and Karen Degenhart, Gary and Barb Degenhart, Bruce Degenhart, Lori Ann and Steve Biba, and Frank and Elizabeth Gogger, 18 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, sisters Renata Winch and twin sister Lois Swenor, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucille L. Gogger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new wipers.
No problem. How about Bosch Prime Active or Envision?
Get in zone,
AutoZone. I know what you're thinking. Why Bosch Prime Active or Envision? They're both designed to minimize glare for clearer, safer driving.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Okay, great. Do you have any special offers on them?
Right now, you can get a $10 bonus reward when you buy a pair.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Offer available to AutoZone Rewards members.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hey, good Sunday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny at times through the rest of today with warmer temperatures, with highs topping out at near 57 degrees. Winds will be light out of the west at 6 to 13 miles per hour throughout the afternoon. We'll be clear by this evening and into tonight. Temperatures fall back below freezing, dipping down to near 28 degrees. Light and variable winds overnight will gradually turn to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then sunny, windy, and incredibly warm for our Monday. High temperatures reaching to near 66 degrees. South winds will pick up at 12 to 25 miles per hour, and it looks to remain blustery throughout the day on Monday. We'll stay mild into Monday night, lows falling only to near 39 degrees under partly cloudy skies. South winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And then Tuesday, another very warm day with gradually increasing clouds, highs near 67 degrees by the afternoon. However, we will see a chance for showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon as a cold front will be approaching the region, and this will be a fierce cold front as well. Temperatures plummet all the way down to 19 degrees on our Tuesday night. We'll see any rain showers gradually turn over to snow on Tuesday night, with even some light accumulations possible by our Wednesday morning. Snow then lingers through about midday on Wednesday, but it will be breezy and much colder, highs only near 30 degrees for our Wednesday. Temperatures falling back to a low near 13 degrees on Wednesday night, with partly cloudy skies. However, some warmer temperatures will be on the way quickly for Thursday, highs reaching to 44. So any snow accumulations we do see Tuesday night and Wednesday will melt off on our Thursday. As we go into Thursday night, lows fall back to near 28 degrees and mostly sunny skies taking over for Friday, turning a bit more breezy but warmer, highs near 55 degrees and spring-like conditions on the way for next weekend. Sunny skies for Saturday, highs near 63. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. Community banks' deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. Community banks' assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 56 degrees after a morning low of 33. Yesterday's high was 37 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 is 62 degrees with a record low of 24 below set back in 1967. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 19. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:45 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:43. The winds are calm after having gusts up to about 10 miles per hour earlier this morning, and our barometric reading is 29.68, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters helps make it happen.
The WIAA High School State Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison wrapped up yesterday. With a recap, here's Bill Twining.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament concluded Saturday night at the Kohl Center in Madison. It was the 81st annual Boys Individual Wrestling Tournament, the third for the girls, and the second year in which the two were combined in one location. Over 64,200 fans, total attendance for the weekend at the Kohl Center, broke the tournament record in the 81st annual installment. A couple of wrestlers from our immediate listening area reached the state finals. Junior Ethan Hady of Richland Center at 113 pounds in Division II lost to two-time state champion Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville. And sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale at 126 pounds in Division III was shut out by junior Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City in a 6-0 final there. Both Ethan Hady and Brody Meese state runners-up for their respective teams. Both Richland Center and Riverdale had three state place winners. For the Hornets, senior Emma Hady was a fourth-place finisher in the girls' tournament, and senior Teague Perkins placed sixth for the boys. For Riverdale, sophomore Grant Matthews won his third-place match at 285 pounds, and senior Riley Wanick was a sixth-place finisher at 175. Freshman Lakota Brewer reached state as well for Riverdale but failed to place. Both Ithaca Weston and River Valley were denied a state place winner. Nolan Waldner, a junior for Ithaca Weston, won his opening round match on Thursday but then was knocked from the tournament Friday. Junior Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley lost in the state preliminary round and failed to place for the Blackhawks. Also from the area, Frankie Groom and Adriana Logue, a pair of girls from North Crawford Seneca, both placed third in their respective weight classes, while junior Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca qualified for state but failed to place. We had a number of state champions from the immediate area, including four from Dodgeville, all in the lightweights. Freshman Shane Rashan, as mentioned, Hawken Peterson, a sophomore, claimed his second state title. And seniors Charlie Might and Reed Spurley both became three-time state champions for Dodgeville, which also had junior Ava Lord at state in the girls' competition. Fenimore also had four state champions, including senior Rachel Schauer for the girls. Ian Krapp, a senior for Fenimore, won the state title at 144, and both Tristan Stelt at 157 and Evan Gratz at 285 became two-time champions for Fenimore. Also placing at the state tournament for Fenimore, Wyatt Annan was third and Sider Zantsevich fourth in the boys' division, while Brooklyn Lowell placed fifth for the girls. Other state champions included Cade Rule of Mineral Point. He claimed the state title at 165 pounds and became the 56th individual state champion for Mineral Point. That's one more than Stoughton and leads the entire WIAA field. Also placing for Mineral Point, state runners-up, Rowan Carey for the boys, Delia Collins for the girls, while freshman Elliot Kite failed to place for the pointers. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won a state championship in Division III at 106 pounds. Owen Sefru took a state title for Darlington Blackhawk at 144 in Division II. And other state titles from the area were claimed by both Jake Fitzpatrick and David Moline of La Crosse Aquinas. They became two-time state champions, as did Jackson Schremmick of Blair Taylor. Taking a look around the area at some of the other place winners or from our listening area, from the Scenic Ridge Conference, we can bring you the names of Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center. He placed fifth at 132 pounds. Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon was fourth at 138 in Division III, while his teammate Alexander Radovich failed to place. Gianni Babel, a senior from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, reached the state tournament, as did sophomore Parker Milsna of Cashton and junior Seth Greeno of DeSoto. None of those three was able to place. Taking a look at some other news from the state tournament, Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells placed fifth in his weight class. Mauston Nakusa had Espen Swears, Drake Gazda, and Hayden Gillen all place. For Prairie du Chien, six wrestlers at state, and five of them placed. Drew Hurd, Blake Curry were each third to lead the way. Jeremiah Avery, Drake Ingham, and Jack Simmons also placed for Prairie du Chien. Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville was a runner-up in the girls' tournament, while Dylan Weigel failed to place for the boys. Also, Kylie Klum of Westby was sixth in her weight class, while teammates Marissa Klum and Jaden Geyer failed to place for the Norsemen. For Oakwood's Maddie Zuby was in the state tournament for the Blackhawks. Brittany Petchy of River Ridge was also there and took third in the girls' tournament. Iowa Grand Highland had seven wrestlers at state, every one of them placed, led by state runner-up Elliot Beba, Hunter Stevens, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moen, and Bodie Brockhoff. Five Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers won their third-place matches, and freshman Brock Hinderman was fourth at 144 pounds. At the state tournament this year, three more four-time state champions were crowned. In Division I, Connor Mirasola of West Bend West. Division II, Coy Hopke of Amory. In Division III, Dawson Johnson of Cumberland all won their fourth state title. A number of three-time state champions were crowned, including a trio of juniors, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph and Danny Heiser of Evansville for the boys, and Haley Kruger of New London won her third state title. She is also a junior. Seniors Reed Spurley and Charlie Might of Dodgeville, along with Wyatt Ducheteau of Arrowhead, Aiden Sinclair of Milton, and Cole Mirasola of West Bend West also won their third state titles. Among those winning their second state championships from the area, Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville. He is a sophomore. Junior Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, and four seniors, Jake Fitzpatrick and David Moline of Aquinas, Evan Gratz of Fenimore, and Jackson Shremick of Blair Taylor. Among those claiming their second state title include three from the girls' division, Madison Burns of Ashland, and a pair of sophomores, Harley Cheshker of Badger and Taylor Whiting of Lena, whose brother, Clayton Whiting, was a four-time state champion for Ocotillo Falls. Speaking of sister-brother combinations, Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers won a state title in the girls' division. Her three brothers claimed a total of eight championships for Two Rivers prior to this year. And speaking of brothers-sisters, both Tyson Peach and Maddie Peach of Milton High School claimed state titles in this year's state tournament on adjoining mats within 30 seconds of each other. Maddie Peach is a sophomore. Tyson Peach is a senior for Milton High School. Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland reached the finals but lost. He is a two-time state runner-up. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point reached the finals. He is a junior. He was also defeated and is now a three-time state runner-up for Mineral Point. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, there was tournament action in basketball yesterday. That's girls' basketball tournament action was played, and the regional finals took place last night, and the winners of last night's games advances on to the sectional semifinals on Thursday night at 7, and all the games that will be played on Thursday night will be played at neutral locations. First of all, in Division 5, Argyle Pecatonica beat Highland 58-41, and Wauzeka Steuben beat Belmont 52-46. So Wauzeka Steuben advances on to take on Argyle Pecatonica. That game will be played at Richland Center High School. Also, the Royal beat Independence Gilmanton by a score of 65-50, and it was Cochrane Fountain City over Cashton 48-22. And that score, I don't think I mentioned that. Royal beat Independence Gilmanton by a score of 65-50. So Royal will be taking on Cochrane Fountain City, and that will be played at La Crosse Logan. In Division 4, the game being played at Lancaster will be feature Cuba City and New Glarus, because Cuba City beat Mineral Point 71-53, and it was New Glarus over Broadhead by a score of 72-49. Westfield will be traveling to Osseo Fairchild to take on Neillsville, because Westfield beat Bangor 57-43, and Neillsville defeated Auburndale by a score of 59-26. In Division 3, Elk Mound beat Wisconsin Dells 51-32, and it was Aquinas over Altoona 69, so that matchup will be played in Arcadia between Aquinas and Elk Mound. Also playing at Prairie du Chien on Thursday night will be Edgewood and Edgerton, because Edgewood beat Prairie du Chien 58-39. It was Edgerton beating Platteville 56-40. And in Division 2, and the game being played at Portage, will feature West Salem, which beat Reedsburg 67-34, and Onalaska, who was victorious over DeForest by a score of 52-50. Yesterday, in state college basketball action, Platteville beat River Falls by a score of 97-74. Also in Big Ten action, number 12, Illinois defeated Iowa 95-85, and was Penn State over Indiana 83-74. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks are taking on the Philadelphia 76ers this afternoon. Tip-off was at noon, and you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Milwaukee Brewers won their first spring training game of the season. Actually, it was their first game of the season, and they did win that game. So they're 1-0 in spring training action, because the Brewers beat the Padres 11-7. And the Brewers will be taking on the Rockies this afternoon. And that first pitch for that game will be at 2:10. And Corbin Burns' first outing with his new team looked like an abbreviated version of a typical performance with his old one. Burns worked one scoreless inning for the Baltimore Orioles and struck out the first two batters he faced on Saturday in the 2021 NL Cy Young Award winner's Grapefruit League debut. The Orioles went on to defeat the Boston Red Sox 4-3 on a walk-off homer from prospect Colton Cowser. The O's acquired Burns last month in a trade that sent left-hander D.L. Hall, infielder Joey Ortiz, and a 2024 competitive balance pick to the Milwaukee Brewers. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
Down at Joe's place, a corner pocket sinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full for just one night with a dress on the floor. Cause with a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. Talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough.
Always find a way to mess me up and drown me.
Jackie. You make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my. I feel the walls closing.
With an entire extra day. This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case, and all that extra hotel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Joking, right? Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much.
Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever.
Perfect day for the end of May, they say, a record high. I stared at that green water, went out of the blue and by surprise. She had her feet up on the cooler as she put our love on ice. She grabbed a beer, said I'm out of here, and walked out of my life. Now that was a cold one. I never will get back. If she had to leave, did she have to leave me one day? Short of a 12-pack. She left me hanging high and dry, that hell-high summer sun. Damn, babe, that was a cold one. It ain't the first time or the last time I watched love walk out. It's damn sure the one time I still ain't forgot about. I still like to drink a beer, but a long neck I won't do. Cause every time I see one sweating man, I bring out in one too. That was a cold one. I never will get back. If she had to leave, did she have to leave me one beer? Back.